from Charlotte's OG station, Power 98.
Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, what the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
She said, get up. That's what she said. Work with a Thursday inside. No Love Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Oh, it's going to be another warm day. Yes, you got to enjoy these temperatures. Boy, 46 degrees. Today's high's got to be right there, 73. And tomorrow, boy, yes, sir. This weekend is looking beautiful. Tomorrow's going, we're going to hit 80. Tomorrow will be the warmest day of the year so far at 81 degrees. So, yes, sir. And then the weekend is shaping up nicely as well. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl, Ned Doe.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start a new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Welcome to Thursday.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning,
man. Monroe.
Good morning,
Paisley.
Good morning,
Waxhaw.
Good morning,
all the way back to Charlotte, man.
Good morning.
What up, man?
What's happening?
What's up? Welcome to Thursday, big homie.
One day closer to Friday.
One day closer to Friday. Friday is going to be beautiful tomorrow. Like I already said, 81 degrees is your high for tomorrow. Sunshine, no rain in the forecast. But enjoy this weekend because next week we back to the 50s. Yeah, and don't forget to set your clock forward. You know, you spring forward, you fall back, you know, if you want to make it easier on yourself. Because some people just don't. They be like, what do I do this time? You always spring forward and fall back. So we're going
this
in
weekend?
The spring. Yeah, this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, your clocks go up this weekend. We lose out.
That was quick.
Yeah. Seemed like it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seemed just like yesterday.
Sheesh.
We was COVID-free and outside.
Right.
Yeah. So spring your clock forward this weekend before you go to bed on Saturday night, all right?
This weekend will sort of make it 1 year that this pandemic has been going on. I always remember it because it's the guy's birthday weekend. And it always happened right after his birthday. His birthday is on the 14th, which was a Saturday last year. And on that Monday, they shut schools down.
Yeah, so I remember because last year we started serving the homeless every day. And we just recently had our 1 year anniversary, which is March 8th. So, yeah, 365 days straight. Now 367 days straight. So, yeah, that's how I remember, Ms. Justin. It's crazy. And it seemed like it took a lifetime to get here, but we're here. We're here and still dealing with this pandemic. Speaking of the pandemic and schools, the CMS school board voted on the other night 9-0 to return to a full in-school learning for K-8. So it's they pushed the middle school. I mean, they pushed the elementary back a week. So they'll start March 22nd and they'll go from March 22nd to May 11th, 4 days a week, full in-school learning. And, they say we're ready. They said we're ready. They're still offering remote learning for some students, or for if you elect for remote learning. And high school to middle school, they'll be on A and B day. So A day will be Monday and Wednesday, and then the other one will be Tuesday and Thursday. One of the days during the week will be a remote learning day. So that's how it's going to go. So we're going to see what happens. Y'all ready for them to go back to full? In their full force, K-8?
Yep.
Hold on, Bert. Hold on, man. You were fully against this thing like 2 months ago.
They ain't have a vaccination
yet. But I feel like the kids, they got on your nerves so much. You just ready for them.
No, they haven't gotten on my nerves. I will honestly say that my kids have not gotten on my nerves. Okay. They're comfortable.
So now you're ready, because you was like, my kids ain't going back to school.
I'm still nervous. Don't get me wrong. Definitely still nervous about it. But
you had such a strong, vigorous voice against
it. I did.
What happened, sir?
I don't know. I'm just tired of helping these kids with their work.
Tired of parenting?
I'm tired of being a parent.
Is that what it is? You're tired of parenting?
You can't help somebody with work you don't know.
He done gave up.
I'm doing my hands up. I'm putting it in the hands of the Lord.
You just gonna let him go back now?
Got to go now.
He done broke down.
You know, if something happens, you just sit down for 2 weeks.
I'm broke down. He was so strong against it, y'all. He was so strong.
I was.
They done broke him.
Go on, get him out of here.
Jess, what about you? Because, you know, you're a school advocate. So what about you?
Oh, you know, my little one, she's always been going back, but she's in a smaller school system. What I have noticed when talking to my friends that work in the schools, kids ain't going back. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Kids aren't going back. I was at one school, and it is a middle school, and I asked the principal how many kids were there. She was like six. Six kids came back. Mm-hmm. Parents still are not sending. Parents still just don't feel like it's 100% safe. They aren't very, very comfortable. So even though schools are opening up, and I think that that's the reason why we have them opening up a little bit more, is because they sort of have the space for it because kids aren't coming back. So
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Man.
So
y'all send them kids to school, man. Let them go in there and get their education and get some peer on peer. Activity with each other.
Well, last week, my little one, her school shut down completely.
Oh, wow.
For a whole week because a certain amount of kids tested positive, mm-hmm. and they interacted with the teachers, yeah. which caused over 20 teachers to have to quarantine. Mm. And so they didn't have enough teachers for the school. So they shut down the whole school for a whole week which is an inconvenience to parents because once I do send you back to school, I'm sort of getting back to my routine and now I have to change back and find care for you once again. So it's still crazy.
It's still crazy. And they got to figure out bus drivers and all that. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, to shut a whole school down for a whole week, I was like, what?
Yeah, but March 22nd, K-8 can go back, and the high school and middle school, they actually go back Monday. They go back Monday. So for the A and B day, high school, middle school goes back Monday, which is March the 15th, and then follow the next week, March 22nd, K-8 is back 4 days a week. So there you go. Oh, man. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One day, a little boy was straining to lift a pair of 4-pound barbells over his head. He raised them only a few inches off the ground, but his eyes were determined and his face was pink with effort. Finally, his father offered to help, and together they heaved the weight up towards the ceiling. You know, Jesus is just like this father. What may be heavy lifting for us is easy for him. Jesus isn't fazed by the situations or circumstances we face in life. He is able to handle everything. That's why he says to us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden." Are you worn out from ongoing problems? Are you weighed down with stress and worry? Jesus is the only real solution. Today, ask him to help you with all of your needs, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Lay on the bed, do the crap, baby. It's no living Larry, the boy, the bad house, making the stallion. The baby right there, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. How today is going to be right near 73. It's no living Larry in the morning, bad house, and y'all know what time it is.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, the Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Dishing with Debbie. Log on to power98fm.com for Dishing with Debbie's and Mrs. T's pierogies recipes. So if you're looking for some new recipes, you can check them out online, power98fm.com, Dishing with Debbie's and Mrs. T's pierogies recipes. Y'all ever had pierogies?
I don't even know
what that is. Don't know what it is.
Ooh, I love pierogies.
No, I don't know what it is. What is a pierogi?
It's like mashed potatoes, but they're in a noodle. It's like a I can't think of the word of it. But they're like in a noodle. It's they're so good.
Well, tell Debbie, can she bring us some?
Can Debbie bring us some pierogies?
If I think of it, I can't.
Pierogi. I don't like the name.
They're so good. They're so good. Okay. Madhouse question of the day. We want to know, we were talking about this like last week. We were talking about soap operas. So we want to know, who is the most famous soap opera character ever? In your opinion.
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
I would have to go with Erica Kane. That's who I would have to go with from All My Children.
Susan Lucci.
Erica Kane. Everybody know who Erica Kane is from All My Children. I'm talking about little babies today still know who Erica Kane is. She's about 8,000 years old, but they know who she is from All My Children. That's who I would have to go with. I remember little Erica Kane.
You see how you knew her real name? Susan Lucci?
Yep. Well, Burpee said it. That's how I knew her real name.
Yeah, I'm going with the person that folks don't even know his real name. In real life, people think that this man's name is the character that he played on the soap opera, Victor Newman.
I know Victor Newman. I know what is. Let me see what is Victor Newman.
You don't even know his Victor real name.
Victor
Newman.
Because if he walks by you today, you're gonna be like, "What up, Victor Newman?"
You would do that with Erica Kane too.
But you also know her real name.
Nah, you might call her Susan Lucci.
Yeah, that's she been in other stuff.
Yeah,
Victor Newman though.
Victor Newman.
Everybody knows Victor Newman.
Eric Braden is his real name.
No, he don't even sound right.
Played by Eric Braden. That's his name.
No.
Victor
name
Newman. Cool on Eric.
Is Victor Newman.
Yeah, I'm definitely cool on Eric.
That's what they named him on the TV show. That's what I'm going to call him.
That's the most famous. I agree with Jessica. The most famous soap opera character ever is Victor Newman.
Victor Newman was a pimp in real life, but he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wives.
Listen, who wouldn't want to get with Victor Newman?
He had 6 wives. Why wouldn't even talk about this? I got the park right here.
Victor Newman.
Why would you want to get married that many
Victor
times?
Victor Newman shoot a shot at me. I might give him a try. Oh, it's Victor Lord. Newman.
You going to give him a heart attack is what you going to get.
It's Victor Newman.
Man, oh, let me see how old this man is.
Victor Newman been on stars about 50 years.
That man
it's
old,
smooth bro. Now.
Victor Newman. He is 74 years old.
Did you actually know his character, Burpee, or did you watch?
Victor Newman.
I'm saying, did you actually watch him on television, or did you just know the name?
No, I watched, what was that? As the World Turns that he was on? One of those.
He was on
As the World Turns.
He was actually on the Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless, sir.
Yeah, I used to watch Young and the Restless. I told you my godmother used to put us to sleep watching stores. I was actually interested, so I never took a nap. I would sit there and watch the stories. Like, ooh, what's going to happen next? Who's going to die and come back in 2 weeks? Victor Newman, though?
Victor Newman.
Yeah. Victor Newman is that guy.
I said, most famous.
Definitely. Of all time.
Ever. Okay.
Of all time.
All right. Who y'all got? Hit us up. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, we talked about Dr. Seuss, and the other day we talked about Pepe Le Pew. Well, Disney Plus has removed several movies from children's profiles because they have negative stereotypes. Some of the films pulled include Dumbo, Swiss Family Reunion, The Aristocrats, and Peter Pan. The streaming platform also added a warning message before the movies when they are viewed on adult counts, saying this program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or culture. These stereotypes were wrong then, and they are wrong now. In a statement, the company also details exactly which parts of the movie are offensive. So be on the lookout for that on Disney Plus. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news queen.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Little bit later in the morning, Madhouse Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Pop Smoke, what you know about love? 621, 21 minutes past 6 o'clock. How the day is going to be right near 73, 46 degrees right now inside No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. And Jessica, you just reported on Disney Plus is pulling movies. You know, just like earlier this week, we was talking about Pepe Le Pew being pulled from Space Jam 2. However, Space Jam 2 did say that wasn't the reason, but whatever. He ain't in there. So, what movies did you say were pulled?
So, they're pulling them from kids' accounts. They're still available.
Okay.
But they're only available on the adult accounts. And the movies are Dumbo, Peter Pan, Swiss Family Robinson, and The Aristocrats.
So, what about Peter Pan?
According to the statement that Disney Plus put out, Peter Pan says the film portrays Native people in a stereotypical manner that reflects neither the diversity of Native people nor their authentic cultural traditions. Peter and the Lost Boys engage in dancing, wearing headdresses, and other exaggerated tropes. It shows them speaking in unintelligible language and repeatedly refers to them as redskins, which is an offensive term.
I never thought about that. Now, what is this about Dumbo?
Hold on. So they don't want to recognize that this little boy running around in green tights?
What's wrong?
And a grown man chasing him?
What's wrong with green tights, Burpee?
Yeah, what's wrong with green tights?
The outfit that the little boy got on, he got on a little shirt skirt. With green tights.
You're not answering the question. You just keep repeating what he's wearing.
It's not Peter Pan. It's the grown man chasing him.
What?
Hook.
What are you saying? I don't understand.
Hook chasing the little boy with tights because the way he looked. That's why they should have pulled the movie off the shelf years ago.
Okay.
Peter Pan is almost a story about...
He making up.
Yeah, he can't just make it up as he goes. Yeah,
child predatorism.
Child predatorism.
Yes.
Okay. It was the
that meant child trafficking.
It was human trafficking. That's what you're going to go with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So you agree.
That should have been another
So reason. You agree that it should be pulled?
Yeah, Peter Pan should have been pulled.
He said all that to say
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are they going to change the name of the peanut butter?
You know what? I thought they haven't changed that yet.
Mm-mm.
I don't buy it. I buy Jiffy. I buy Jiffy.
Now, Peter Pan, them pulling Peter Pan, I see that one. Calling them, I didn't know that they called them Redskins.
I didn't know that either. That's a new one.
Right.
So now that all of these things are coming out, you're just like, wow, I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Because you were a kid.
Yeah, we didn't realize it. I don't even remember him calling them Redskins, but if he did, then definitely. Yeah, that's.
They got to get rid of that.
Yeah. Hell, they got rid of the whole football team.
Call it the Peter Pan football team.
So you said Dumbo. What was it about Dumbo? Like they didn't feel was
Dumbo has been on the books for a while now.
Really? For what?
About this. Dumbo, this isn't the conversation around the racist elephant.
What is it?
The racist undertones in Dumbo have been a conversation for a while now. So according to this statement, they say the crows and musical number pay homage to racist minstrel shows where white performers with blackened faces and tattered clothing imitate and ridicule enslaved Africans on Southern plantation. The leader of the group in Dumbo is Jim Crow. Which shares the name of the laws that enforce racial segregation in the southern United States. That's what I said. Dumbo has been on the in conversations for a while now.
Wow.
Yeah.
The name of the bird was Jim Crow?
Yeah, see, you never knew that. See? I didn't know that either, Burp.
That makes sense. It originally came out in 1941.
Yeah. I've never seen Dumbo.
I don't remember it. I know I've seen it. I don't remember it.
Nah, I've never seen Dumbo.
I don't remember stuff that happened in it like that and stuff like that, but I do remember Dumbo, but wow, this is crazy.
Somebody finna say the Lion King too black.
you know what? So it just goes to show back then they used to put messages in these cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that has one another conversation that has always come up about Disney movies are the hidden messages within Disney movies. If you all do a search for this,
they tried to get Lion
King. They will always there. They say that there are hidden messages in The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong and with the crab?
They said something sexual.
Yeah.
About Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's not so much.
One of my favorites.
It's not so much the messaging like what we're discussing with Dumbo. Mm-hmm. It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the illustrations. The hidden illustrations that you don't quite catch as quick. I believe, now don't quote me on this one. I believe.
Why you gotta look like you're sneaking in the classroom? What you say?
I believe that the Little Mermaid one is that briefly Eric, the king in Little Mermaid, the one who marries, briefly he exposes himself.
Oh, I ain't never heard that.
I ain't never heard that.
Let me look that up. Yeah, let me look that one up. I believe that that's what it is.
We're going to get ready for your Madhouse Classic Throwback. That's up next. It's 598. Crazy News is 640.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault. Because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
None of Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club, with new hip hop and R&B, taking about 2005 Yin Yang Twins, Mike Jones, right there, She Bad. Coming up, man, crazy news. We got to talk about this. We have been discovering things within Disney movies.
Y'all have.
Yeah, you've been helping You've been helping us discover. You know, since we was talking about them pulling Dumbo and Peter Pan, we're going to tell y'all some of the things that they said that were in Disney movies that you might have missed. Duggin'
in my
Reeboks. No Limit Larry, the Waterman House, man. Spot'em, got 'em three. Pooh Shice and the baby backing up. Spot'em, got 'em on this one right here. Junebug Challenge again. Sad but crazy news story inside the Madhouse.
That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy.
All right, crazy news being brought to you by what?
It's being brought to you by the vaccines. With nationwide vaccinations ramping up, when it's time to get yours, Power 98 encourages you to do so. If you have questions about the vaccine, please reach out to your healthcare provider. For more info, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Together, let's reduce the threat of this pandemic.
All right. So Jessica, you brought it up in your Nosy Neighbor News quickie. We've been talking about, you know, them pulling Disney movies off of Disney Plus. So we started talking about Inside the Madhouse. You know, there are a lot of different types of connotations in these Disney movies, some sexual. So we started going through the list of things you might have knew about or things you might not know about in these Disney movies. Jessica, go ahead. Let's run it down.
So I started off by telling you all, I said, don't quote me on it, but I believe that Eric exposes himself in The Little Mermaid.
Which is one of my favorite movies.
It was not Eric, though. It was not. I knew there was a penis in the movie.
See? This is why Jessica can't do stuff. This is why Jessica can't do stuff like this.
I did know that there was a penis in the movie, but it was not Eric's.
Okay.
It's the bishop's. The bishop during the marriage ceremony between Eric and the bad Ariel. Remember? She was the bad Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
The bishop gets a little excited.
He got an erection.
He gets a little excited and that thing poke out.
Really?
We gotta tell the people what's going on, Burpee.
Well, I mean, if he was Catholic, it makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Burpee.
I ain't finna go that far.
Too far?
Yeah, way too much?
Hey, anybody that was listening, that was Burpee that said
that. That's too much?
That's way too much. Stop playing with these people
religion. At all. Exactly.
Stop playing with these people religion.
Them religious people need to stop playing with other folk.
Okay.
Yep.
Also,
not touching that one either. He by himself, boss.
There are a lot of penises in Little Mermaid.
See, but Jessica come right back behind me and say that.
There are a lot of penises in Little Mermaid.
But that's what they said. She's reading this off of.
So also in the cover art for The Little Mermaid, they say the castle, the gold castle in the background, One of the spears resembles a penis.
And they had a story behind this.
They actually say that it was a disgruntled Disney employee that drew this penis because he heard that he was going to get fired after the movie.
Do your job correctly. You won't get fired, sir.
Nah, he definitely drew a penis on this one.
Stop. And the cover art for Mickey Mouse's, I think the name of this movie is Blatted. I'm not sure. I've never heard of this. But in the cover art, Mickey is clearly holding a penis.
He got a dildo?
It looks like a dildo. He is clearly holding a dildo.
It is definitely a dildo.
This is not a show for the children today.
And Lion King, there's two for Lion King.
Now, they're not going to disrespect Simba now.
And two of them that came across in Lion King. And
now,
one
I was
of the,
butt naked in one of them, bro.
And one of the
butt naked the whole movie.
In one of the scenes, they say the word sex appears in the sky.
And it did. I saw it.
We can see that.
Yeah.
By the way, we looked at all these things and we were like, oh, okay. Yeah, we can sort of see it.
The sex one, I don't think, was intentional.
Yes, it was. Everything in a cartoon is intentional. You have to draw it, burp it, and animate it.
But.
Intentional. So the other one that I just learned about today, which is very, very shocking, in The Lion King, is on the cover art, Simba's nose.
Now, this one is a stretch.
No, Larry. It's actually not.
This is a stretch.
It's actually
not. A lion's nose look like a butt.
It looks like a butt. It looks like is the backside of a woman with a thong on.
That's a stretch.
Out of all the ones that you had on the list, this one was a stretch to me.
That's a stretch. Look at a real life lion nose.
Here's the thing.
You look thick.
If you would look at it, you would never think that. But now that I see it side to side, I'm like, oh, okay.
That's because you're looking at it differently.
It's like they said that the White House thing was a man hanging and it was a light. This is a stretch.
In the Rescuers, they say approximately 38 minutes into the film, Bernard and Bianca are flying through the city. And in the background, there's a topless woman. You can see a topless woman, and Disney actually pulled this one.
Oh, okay.
They pulled this because they had to fix it. The titties were out.
Okay.
See, Jessica can't do stories like this. No more.
0-0-9.
In the rest.
Cut her mic off.
They were there.
All right. If you want to, if you've seen or heard of some of this stuff, you want to chime in, chime on in with the Madhouse. It's Power 98.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
What he was doing in that burp, he was singing. That boy was singing. Susan, Summer Walker Love Cycle, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Boy, it's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in the negative world. We want to hear about all that goodness you got going on out there, or somebody else in your life got going on. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Queen City put the shine on the crown. I shout out everybody out in Boston. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossin'. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you
shining, yeah.
My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine? Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We surely can. Who you trying to let shine?
I am trying to let myself shine today. I am 30 years young. I'm up, thankful, blessed, thankful to see 30. I'm loving it. So I'm calling to let myself shine this morning.
Well, happy birthday, 30 times around
birthday.
The sun, baby.
Thank you. Burpee, this ain't red. How you doing?
What's happening?
Not too much. Can't complain. Thankful, blessed. Loving 30 so far.
You better sign.
Hey, brother, this. Hey, man, I just want to give a shout.
I can't stand you.
I want to give a shout out to this church. It's called House of Restoration. They come out and serve with us each and every Wednesday night. They bring the members out. The pastor comes out, definitely out in the streets, man, on a week-to-week basis. So just want to let everybody over there at the House of Restoration shine. Appreciate all the work y'all doing out in the community.
Power 98, who you letting shine this morning?
Hi, good morning. I want to let all my TLT family shine, all the fans, McKinnis, all them. All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. Let them all shine. Miss Jessica's coming up with your nose and neighbor news, dropping at 724. The hottest hashtag on Instagram is coming up at 740. Hashtag Larry Made.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Yep, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. I was telling you all that NBA YoungBoy play J. Cole. I'm going to let you know what's going on with that. Michael B. Jordan is about to make his directorial debut. I'm going to let you know with what movie. And Lena Waithe. She has something new on the horizon. You know, she's a writer, producer, and actor, but she's adding something new to her resume. What is it?
Cover girl model.
Okay.
She got her own cannabis line.
All right. Find out what it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, March 11th. Word is NBA YoungBoy was supposed to meet up with J. Cole in the studio for a session to collaborate on some music, but he never showed up. Allegedly, J. Cole stayed at that studio for 8 hours waiting for a YoungBoy to show up. He didn't show up, and he didn't even call to tell him that he wasn't coming. I'm not 100% believing this whole story. I'm going to let you know why at 9:30 when we talk about it. Michael B. Jordan is getting ready to make his directorial debut. The actor is set to direct Creed 3. He says directing has always been an aspiration, but the timing had to be right. He went on to say excited is an understatement. Of course, he's going to reprise his role. In addition to that, Felicia Rashad and Tessa Thompson are also expected to make a return. Creed 3 is set to drop on November 23rd, 2022. Writer, producer, and actor Lena Waithe is taking her talents to the world of music. She's created a new label with Def Jam. It's called Hillman Grad Records. It's named for her production company, of course, Hillman University. She says music is a part of us. It's so often connected to our fondest and sometimes our darkest memories. Musicians tell our stories. At Hillman Grad Productions, we believe in identifying and amplifying new talent. Shout out to her. All right, so what's going on with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? You know, their pending divorce is amicable, but don't expect to see them hanging out anytime soon. Word is Kanye has cut off all contact with Kim. He did it actually before she filed for divorce. Kim can only contact him through his security, and he changed all of his phone numbers. Although he cut communication, Kanye still has full access to their 4 children, which he sees on a regular basis. She actually leaves that Calabasas house that they share together. She leaves when Kanye comes to visit the children. Happy birthday to LaToya Luckett and Terrence Howard. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
This song is the funniest song out when you listen to the ad-libs in the background. Yes, me. DJ Chose be going in and everybody Ooh. In the background going in on them ad-libs. you can just listen to the song ad-libs and have a ball, man.
That's my favorite part of the song.
Yeah. Every time I listen to it, I hear a new ad-lib. That's what's crazy about the whole thing, man. Shout out to DJ Chose, man.
Get what you want.
Even the girls in the song, is that DJ Chose over there? Like, that whole thing is hot, man. Shout out to DJ Chose. He got him on with that. And real quick, man, before I go into Larry Mad, I definitely got to talk about this listener that we just had on. He actually hung up. I was going to put him on.
Oh, he hung up?
Yeah, he hung up. So we found out that his name was Christopher.
Like, Christopher was his last name, and Chris was his first name. And Jessica, you asked him his nickname, and he said what?
So I asked him what specifically was on his birth certificate, because I wanted to know if his name was Christopher Christopher. But he said, no, it's Chris Christopher. And yep. I asked him, okay, do you have a nickname? He was like, Chris. Negro, that's your name.
Hey, we love y'all inside the madhouse, man. I just want to say that. We love y'all. All right, man. Y'all know what time it is.
I love his parents.
Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Larry Mad this morning is being brought to you by Home Improvement. Do you want to improve your house? Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win $5,000 to improve your home. We're spending more time at home this year, so why not make your space the best it can be? Visit power98fm.com for your chance to win big in our $5,000 home improvement national contest. So go ahead if you want to get, you want to upgrade your house, your home, you know, go on and log on right now and get that in. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad. I'ma start it off just like this morning.
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up, you know that. No, so, you know what I'm saying? That you done f***ed up now, you know that, don't you? You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up, you know that. No, so, you know what I'm saying? That you done f***ed up now, you know that, don't you?
You know when I started off like that, it's not good. It's really, really, really not good. This is a fun story though this morning. So, hashtag Larry Mad, I gotta go all the way over to the African continent. I have to go to the country of Nigeria. Over in Nigeria, you know, they eat fish, they go fishing, and they eat fresh fish out of the water. Well, a Nigerian man caught a blue marlin fish. And I don't know if y'all know about the blue marlin fish, but it's one of the fastest fish in the ocean. So fast, if you catch this fish, then you have caught some money. This man caught a blue marlin so big that it was worth $2.6 million. The fish was worth $2.6 million. Purple, ask me what he did with this damn fish.
What'd he do?
Just ask me what he did with this damn fish.
What did he do?
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up, you know that. No, so, you know what I'm saying? That you done f***ed up now, you know
that. You know what he didn't do with the fish? He didn't cast the fish in. Well, he opened the fish up, he cut it up, and him and the whole damn village in Nigeria ate the damn fish. They ate the $2.6 million blue marlin fish. Ain't no way in the hell, I'm gonna tell you right now, people would have been throwing up all over the damn village. Y'all gotta throw this fish up, cause I need to go get my $2.6 million. What I'm mad about is how you live in Nigeria and you not know, like, this fish is worth this much money. I know you're supposed to share with the village and you're supposed to feed the village, but just imagine, had you cashed this fish in, we could have been building a new Nigeria today. Because in Nigerian money, the fish was worth about $3 billion. No lie.
Billion?
Billion. In Nigerian money, the fish was worth about $3 billion Nigerian dollars. Burpee.
Wow.
This is an expensive damn piece of fish y'all done ate. $2.6 million American dollars. But everybody in the village owe me something. Everybody in the village. Now, Burp, you know what we say. If you know, before we was, you know, you take a woman out and you spend $100, she owe you something. Well, I done spent $2.6 million. She owe me for life, though.
I am officially king of this village.
What you do with the fish after you get it?
You supposed to cash it in.
Okay, so I cash it in and I get my money. Then what do you do with the fish? Like, did I sell it? I sold you the fish. Yeah. What you gonna do with the fish?
Who, the person that you cash it into?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know you're supposed to cash it in. Jessica.
I'm just wondering, what do they do with a fish?
It's $2.6 million.
I'm gonna do it. But then what you gonna do with it?
You gotta call an angler. I'm not an angler. But I am mad. Hit the hashtag and see what
else. You put it in an aquarium
about.
Or something?
I don't know.
No limit.
Fish tank.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Welcome to Thursday. Larry is one of my favorite days of the week. Hey, yo, Larry, hit my hotkey. Up. Do it
Shut
again.
Shut your dumb
okay,
up.
All right. Let the people hear it all the way through there.
First
Shut
on
your
the
dumb ass up.
First on the list.
They shoot.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I wanted to shoot.
First on the list, Young Miami. Oh. From
not
the City Girls.
Young Miami.
She said she only been rapping 3 years with no experience.
Well, we could have.
And I feel like I do good AF. I don't give AF. Who think differently? Excuse me, Young Miami. Outside of your camp, everybody thinks differently. Have you heard yourself rap? Have you heard the things that you...
Period.
I'm still stuck on English, Spanish, and French. Larry, hit my hot
shot.
Young
dumb
Miami. You are not a good rapper.
Oh,
you have not been rapping.
She paid over, though. But she is paid.
She got money.
She
just because you're getting money for it don't mean you're good at it.
You're right.
Next on the list, Chris Brown.
Oh, Lord. Not breaking.
One of the best entertainers in the world. I'm never one of those people that'll say stick to what it is that you do. Always branch out. If you have a voice, use your voice. Mm. But this boy said, if aliens exist, I hope the governments aren't speaking on our behalf. Cosmic disclosure will help us get on the right path, frequency with the planet, and break us free from this mental cage. But what do I know? I'm just good at dancing. Larry, do you have a cricket sound?
I think I do.
Do you have a cricket sound?
I think I do, Burbank.
Okay. Chris, what in the hell are you talking about? I get rid of the cricket sound, Larry. Damn. Chris, what are you talking about? First of all, you made this statement.
Really?
You made this statement with blue and pink hair. Who is the real damn alien that you're talking about, Christopher? Who are you talking about? The only aliens that are here, that are around, are the ones that come to this country illegally. Not saying anything is wrong. No, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. Because they're trying to come live a better life. But that's ain't no real alien in space. That's what I'm trying to say. Christopher, ain't no government official going to talk to no alien and try to get peace with the world. Hit my hotkey on Christopher.
Shut your dumb ass up.
And just hit the hotkey on Piers Morgan for being stupid talking about
Shut
Meghan
your
Markle.
Dumb Sup?
That was dumb what he said. Then he got mad and wanted to walk off set. Don't nobody care about what you're saying, Piers Morgan. That's it. Get out of there, Larry.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Nike is releasing an Air Max 95 to commemorate LeBron James. The purple and yellow sneaker features LeBron's crown logo instead of the Nike logo on the tongues and the footbed. They also feature his jersey number. If you want a pair, they're going to be dropping on March 30th, and they're going to run you about $180.
That's not bad.
95s are one of my favorite shoes. I love the Nike 95s, the Air Max 95s, and these are dope. I've seen pictures of them. These are actually very, very dope. So.
That ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
Actually.
I might pick these one up. These up. So.
Gotta get a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be out of here.
Yeah. You are right. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
No Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, Thomas Davis is live inside the Madhouse. He has his retirement ceremony today. He's retiring as a Carolina Panther after 16 years and 199 games played in the NFL. Find out how Thomas is feeling this morning. What is this process going to be like? And actually, what is next for Mr. Thomas Davis of the Carolina Panthers now, because he signed a one-day deal where he can sign and retire as a Panther. Up next, inside the Madhouse, it's the plug. It's Power 98.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and on the Power 98 cell phone. It's my big dog. My big dog.
To what we had. I can cry because he was part of my team.
Why y'all doing
that? All them tackles.
Y'all act like we're not going to see
you. How way, Louis.
Grow up.
Y'all said, what's up? The Thomas Davis. What's up, big homie?
Hey, Pokey.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Man, first off, welcome back to Charlotte, big dog.
Man, I'm happy to be home.
What's happening? Why?
Now, what's going on? Hey, Burpee.
Huh?
Keep your team, too, man.
What, man, what? I ain't even say nothing.
He said, keep your team.
He said, he keep your team like they trash juice. I ain't even say nothing. Oh, Thomas, Thomas can't speak on it, but I can. I can speak on it.
I ain't say all that, not Larry.
Man, so.
Good morning, Pokey.
Good morning, good morning.
So, 16-year career, man, most of it here in Carolina, comes to a close officially today as you sign and retire with the Carolina Panthers, man. How is this feeling today, Thomas?
It's a great feeling, man. You know, to know that it's coming to an end and to know that I'm doing it the right way by going out with the team that I started with. Definitely a great feeling.
So, let me ask you this. You're retiring with the Carolina Panthers. Your last season was played with the Washington football team. How does that work? You just get to choose or, you know, like, how does that happen?
No, so you have an opportunity as a player when you've been around the game this long to reconnect with your old team and sign a one-day contract. They're allowing us to sign a going to be me and Greg Olsen today doing it together. We're going to sign a one-day contract and retire with the Carolina Panthers.
So, Thomas, explain to the people, because during your career, there was a lot of adversity, there was a lot of injury. What was it that kept you wanting to play? Because a lot of people, a lot of athletes would have been like, you know what, especially after what, was it three knee surgeries?
Yeah, three consecutive ACL surgeries. And, you know, for me, it's just, it was all about, you know, having that passion and that desire to still play the game, even after going through all of that. I was 27 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello, when I tore my ACL for the third time, and I felt like I was relatively young in the game, and I had a team that gave me an opportunity to keep going. And, you know, for me, it was all about, you know, just taking advantage of every opportunity that I was given, and I was able to have my best years after tearing my ACL for the third time. So I think that's just a true testament of, you know, how amazing God can be if you continue to persevere and fight through any adversity that comes your way.
And 16 seasons, man, you know, coming to a close. What is your best memory of being on the field and your best memory off the field?
For me, honestly, I think my best memory on the field was the first game that I came back from tearing my ACL for a third time, because there were so many people that doubted it. So many people said that it couldn't and wouldn't happen, man. And to be on that field against Tampa Bay and the rundown and just have an impact on that game, man. That'll probably be the thing that I remember most from my NFL career. Off the field, you know, just really doing the work that we've been able to do in the community with Defending Dreams. You know, that's my favorite part about being in the NFL, honestly, having the opportunity to give back and improve the lives of so many other people, man. That's what it's all about when you're in the position that we're in.
Speaking of Defending Dreams, the foundation, Big Dog, why were you so committed? Because, you know, I worked closely with you and I've worked with other athletes before, and they're not as committed as you. Why were you so committed to being hands-on and being out there in the community?
Because I feel like we have an obligation, man, to help these kids out. You know, like I talked about many, many times, man, I grew up in the same position as a lot of kids that we worked with. So it was important for me to just extend a hand, man, to try to even the playing field for these kids that we work with, man, and just know, let them know that, you know, you can do and be and achieve anything that you put your mind to. As long as you dream it, you believe it, you can make it happen.
Thomas, how does it feel to share this moment with your teammate, Greg Olsen?
You know, it's great, man, that they allowed us to do it together, man. This game is all about teamwork. Whenever you can partner up with one of your guys that you went to battle with week in and week out, man, is definitely an exciting time. And, you know, with Gio being here today, man, it's just going to be good for the city. It's going to be good for the fans. It's something that they've been calling for a long time. And, you know, hopefully we can make a lot of people happy today.
TD, you've been playing this game pretty much all your life. What's next now that you are officially retiring?
You know, the sky's the limit, really, man. And, you know, just trying to sit back and see what opportunities are going to come available, see how we can impact the community even more with Defending Dreams, with me having more time, having more access to, you know, reach out to more people, you know, just seeing how we can grow that thing, man, and seeing how we can grow our Youth Leadership Academy. There's just so many opportunities and possibilities that I'll be able to do now that football is not going to be an obligation anymore.
Winning the Walter Payton Man Award, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, is such a prestigious award in the NFL. What did it mean to you when you won that award in 2014?
You know, that was really one of the highlights of my career, honestly. At that point, you know, I hadn't accomplished a lot off the field. And, you know, we don't go out with Defending Dreams and try to do the work that we did in the community to gain recognition. But for people to take note of, you know, all of the hard work that we were doing off the field, and then you put that together with the work that I was able to do on the field as a player, man, it was a special moment, because for us as players, that's really one of the highest achievements or highest awards that you can win individually. So I was definitely excited to be the recipient of that award. And as I talked about in my speech, man, it wasn't about just me. You know, there were so many people, including yourself, Larry, that put so much work in, man, to make sure that Defending Dreams has been successful and we've been able to do the work that we've done in the community, man. And I can't thank my board members enough for, you know, being so active and being hands-on. Even when I was away in California, you guys held it down and you made sure that Defending Dreams didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, we did hold it down.
Yeah, shut up, Burpee. You ain't a part of nothing.
Huh? Oh, my goodness.
But go ahead, Jessica.
Thomas, throughout your entire career, now, I don't want the PC answer. I want the real Thomas Davis answer. What is your most memorable experience out there on the field?
My most memorable experience was...
Yeah, was it with a player or, you know, a play? What was the most memorable one?
Oh, man. I'll probably say the most memorable experience that I had was playing in the NFC Championship game and breaking my forearm and having so much uncertainty about playing in the Super Bowl. But 2 weeks later, you know, we're going the next day, have the surgery, and then 2 weeks later being able to still play in the Super Bowl. I think that'll be a memory that I'll take with me forever. I always remember just persevering and fighting through that and just being able to complete that whole game with rod and stitches in my arm.
Mm. Wow.
TD, how you going out, bro? We doing a Ray Lewis dance? What you got lined up?
For the he going to cry. He going to cry. That's what he going to do.
He going to cry in the car.
See, I ain't want to do all that.
You know, I don't really know how the emotions are going to be today or what it's going to be like, but I'm just going to go out and have fun with it.
You know,
I'm going to enjoy it. This is something that I've worked extremely hard for, and I feel like Greg has worked extremely hard for, and we're just trying to just go out the right way, man, and give the fans something to be excited about.
You got
to
do a TikTok.
I know one thing that you guys can really get ready for that I'm transitioning to that I forgot to talk about.
What's that?
The Charlotte Thunder.
Oh, you know, yeah.
We're bringing arena football back to the Carolinas, man.
Good job.
That's something that I'm excited about being a part of. So March 27th, we kick off our season, so you guys can come out and check us out. Should be exciting.
That's what's up.
I'm giving you 10 minutes into the stairway.
The over under 10 minutes before it starts.
10 minutes, and you're going to start crying.
So, TD, I know that you're on game 199. Your next game you play would be game 200. How hard is it to retire with 199 and not that 200 bit, dog?
You know, just with the way the season transpired last year, man, I think when I look at that and I look at the course of my career, man, it is definitely time for me to walk away from the game. And, you know, 200 would have been nice to accomplish, but I look back at all of the other things that I've been able to accomplish, and I can take pride in knowing that, you know, I had a lot to offer to the game, and, you know, I left it all on the field.
It's Bourbon football team fault.
It is.
If they'd have let that man play that 200 game,
We wouldn't even be having this damn conversation.
Hey, I ain't even going to hold you. They should have played you more.
Speaking of the Washington football team, I wanted to ask you, how important is Coach Rivera in your career?
Man, he's been very instrumental in my career. Just from my time with him in Carolina to, you know, just extending the opportunity to play a 16th season in the NFL, man, I can't thank him enough, man. I owe a lot to him. He was the first guy, along with Mr. Richardson, to say that, you know, they wanted to give me an opportunity to extend my career after tearing my ACL for the third year. That was his first time. That was his first year as a head coach. So he believed in me. Mr. Richardson believed in me, and, you know, the rest was history.
We appreciate
really?
You.
We
Thomas
back for
you.
Come on, man. We appreciate you, big dog. We love you, Charlotte. We going to see you with the Carolina Thunder. We going to be in the building. Y'all give it up
he
for Thomas.
He's not going nowhere, y'all.
No, he's number one here. In your heart. Queen City's number one dedicated to the community. It's D. Thomas Football.
All right, Thomas, we'll holler at you.
Thomas,
hi, man. I'll take it easy.
Appreciate you, Thomas.
Yep,
come on,
Thomas.
Don't go yet. Save it, baby. Save it for him, baby. Go ahead,
here we go.
Up.
It's so hard to say goodbye to us today.
To Thomas, baby. It's not hard at all. It goes just like this. Bye, Thomas.
It's so hard.
Came with the game.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Hey, Quay from Gastonia.
What up, Quay from Gastonia?
What up, Quay?
Hey.
All right, we're going to play Black Smart, Quay. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Actually, Quay, we play the Black Jeopardy way. We're going to give you the answer, and you give us the question.
Okay.
Jessica, what's your category?
Who said that?
Burp.
Hip hop party anthems.
Mine is Who That Daddy Is? All right. What category do you want?
The hip hop party?
Hip hop party anthems. Here we go. This artist pulled up at the club VIP and all drinks were on them.
Oh, what is Lil Boosie?
The artist.
He said artist. He said artist.
All right, babe, you want the same category?
Yeah.
You want the same category?
Yeah.
All right.
Same category. Here we go. This song gets the entire congregation of black folk moving from one side to the other side.
This is a terrible description.
Not at all.
Oh, side to side. I don't know that one. Pass?
No.
Alright, you want the same category, you want another category.
Who said that? Let's do that one.
Alright. Who said that?
Another one.
Who is DJ Khaled?
You won, baby, you got it.
You win.
Alright, baby, you got five shout outs, go on and give them to us.
None really. My city and my family and you guys.
What city is that?
Gastonia.
Shout out to the Gas House. Shout out to New Hope, Liberty Street, Ashbrook Downs, and all them. I'm just kidding. Yeah, what's your favorite radio station, baby?
Power 98.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On
morning,
Power 98. Morning.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in
the deal. Another Larry the Boy, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. At 6:05, we drop your Madhouse question of the day. At 9:25, we play back your responses. What was that question today, Ms. Jessica?
Today, we asked you, who is the most famous soap opera character in your opinion?
This wasn't even fair. 97% of the people said Victor Newman. Yeah. Other than that, it was Erica Kane. So it was Victor Newman and Erica Kane on my page. Mostly Victor, though.
So the majority of it was Victor Newman. Second was Erica Kane. But I did get some other answers. So Call Me Laffy Taffy Aina says Roger Thorpe. And I remember Roger Thorpe.
I vaguely remember that name.
I remember Roger Thorpe. I can't remember which. I can show him on your picture, though. I can show him on the collage. Cogswell Cox 55 says JR from Dallas.
Was Dallas a soap opera?
Is that a soap opera? I don't think that's considered a soap opera.
I don't know. I don't think Dallas was a soap opera.
I don't know. Dallas, why would you consider Dallas? Why would you say that Dallas wasn't because of the time that it came on?
Right, yeah, because Dallas is like a prime time.
It's not a drama series.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's a soap opera.
It's got to be in the daytime, I think.
Okay.
They feel like Dallas, they filmed on location. Soap operas, they film in a studio.
Yeah.
Well, that one, and let's see.
Sonny Corinthos. You ain't get no Sonny?
I got a Sonny Corinthos.
I forgot about Sonny. Sonny might be one of the coolest dudes ever.
What was Sonny on?
General Hospital.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
He's a little mafia man.
Yeah, Sonny Corinthos. I got a Brooke Logan. Yep. Y'all know who that is?
Brooke Logan.
Brooke Logan is from The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Brooke is from Bold and Brooke is from Bold and the Beautiful, and I believe I'm not 100% sure. I believe she is one of the ladies that's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I believe that's Brooke.
Somebody on my page said Wheelchair Jimmy.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Monica. Not from Degrassi.
Goodbye.
Not Drake.
Monica Quartermain. I remember the name Monica Quartermain on the soap opera. I remember the Quartermains. I don't remember that one. Monica Quartermain, Angie and Jesse. I don't know what that is either. And Deb from Block Love Charlotte said Luke and Laura.
Well, yeah, it's clear that Victor is the runaway favorite.
Yeah, he was the runaway. He's definitely
Victor Newman.
If you don't know Victor Newman, then you didn't watch soap operas, period.
At all.
Yeah. All right, man, you know, if you got it on your mind, you can let it off. You definitely can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. What they talking about today?
Yeah, the most popular character on them soap operas was Sonny from General Hospital. I don't remember nobody else's name from when I was a kid. I just remember Sonny. And then I remember maybe 2 weeks ago, I turned the TV on, and guess who on the dag on TV? Sonny. Get out of here, yo. Sonny is, like, legendary.
Ooh, good morning, mad guest. Crazy old house. It is your favorite fragrant fruity fruit. And you know I am back to do what I do. I have been away for 3 weeks, and I got several bags, actually. And I'm waiting on some bags to come back, honey. I had to go back down to Texas to help them because they've been ravaged. So I'm ready to ravage somebody's baby daddy this morning. I don't know if it's Mr. What the Hell, Burpee, or even Laris. I'll take anything this morning. Somebody got to get this to work, though. I mean, somebody got to get this to work. I done popped a blue pill. I done took my shot of hen. And I'm finna go in. Ooh!
And going back to sleep with you and your blue pill.
Yeah, it's what in make, the hell are you talking
it's
about?
It's gonna make you have blue balls.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, March 11th. Word is NBA YoungBoy was supposed to meet up with J. Cole for a studio session to collab on some music, but he never showed up. Allegedly, they said J. Cole waited in that studio for 8 hours waiting for YoungBoy to show up. He didn't show up. He didn't call. Now, one, I don't need J. Cole and NBA YoungBoy music. I don't need that.
It might be dope though, Jessica.
I don't need that.
Cause J. Cole killed it with 21 Savage.
I don't.
So, you know what I mean?
I don't
think
need
J.
that.
J. Cole trying to get a younger audience.
It might be something you might not know you need.
Yeah, it might be dope.
Two, I don't believe that J. Cole actually waited for him. Like, set up there waiting.
I'm pretty sure J. Cole recorded.
He probably was working on something.
Yeah. He had to have been.
I highly doubt he was just sitting there.
I don't believe that at all. Not for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Not J. Cole.
Nah, bro.
I don't believe that at all.
No.
Mm-mm. But how rude. That is how rude.
And that's, you know what J. Cole Potter said? This is why I don't have features right here.
Well, you get lost when you got so many kids to look after.
Oh.
You lose track of time.
Well, you got to put your events in your calendar on your phone. Schedule things out better. Michael B. Jordan is getting ready to make his directorial debut. He is set to direct Creed 3. He says it's always been an aspiration of his to direct, but the timing had to be right. He said he excited is an understatement. Of course, he is going to reprise his role. And in addition to that, Felicia Rashad and Tessa Thompson are also expected to make a return. Creed 3 is set to drop on November 23rd, 2022.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan directing.
I still haven't seen Creed 2, though.
Neither have I.
Yeah. I need to check it out, though. I heard it was a good movie.
What do you all think about Michael B. Jordan heading over into this role of becoming a director?
Get that bag. Yeah, no.
Get that bag.
I think he could do it. I think, you know, he's been in the game long enough to go ahead and, you know, be able to direct some folk. So, yeah, I like it.
All right. Well, somebody else that's trying something new is Lena Waithe. You know, she's a writer, producer, and actor. Well, she's taking her talents to the world of music. She has created a new label. It's called Hillman Grad Records. And she's doing it with Def Jam. She says, you know, musicians tell a story, and that's what I do, so I think that I'm going to be able to do this. Lena Waithe.
Okay, Lena.
With her new record label.
I don't know about that one.
You don't know about that one?
We'll see.
What she do, Queen Sugar?
No, Shy.
I know it's one of them. I know it's one of the ones I watched.
She got a few shows.
Yeah. And she's done a few movies.
Yeah. She did Queen of Slim. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know about the music. Some people just, music ain't their lane.
Yeah.
If she's opening up the door for other.
No. She's not making music. This is her record label. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's your bag.
This is her label.
All right, Lena.
Yeah, get your bag, Lena.
She says, at Hillman Grad Productions, we believe in identifying and amplifying new talent.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So she's going to be reaching out and finding new talent.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah,
that's what's up, Lena.
All right.
Kanye and Kim's pending divorce is, you know, amicable, but don't expect to see them hanging out with each other anytime soon. Word is Kanye cut off all contact with Kim before she even filed for divorce. Kim can only contact Kanye through his security, and he changed all of his phone numbers.
Hey, man, they funny, man.
Now, even though communication has been cut off, Kanye still has full access to their four children. He sees them on a regular basis. And when he goes to that Calabasas home that they actually share, she leaves the house.
So this makes me wonder, did Drake really smash?
Why? Why does that make you wonder?
You haven't heard about the song from the last one he just dropped?
But why does that make you wonder about this?
Because of the way that they're acting the way that Kanye is acting towards her. She's not acting a certain way, but Kanye talking about the mother of his children can only reach him through security.
Are you?
And they said he's been like off of her for a minute now, long before they got divorced. So, and then everybody's questioning those lyrics that Drake just had in that song, What's Next?
You know what?
This is surprising to you, Bourbon.
I'm tired of Drake smashing everybody, woman, and making songs about it.
That's what he's known for, though.
I'm sick of Drake. I see why they want to whoop your ass, Drake.
They said Drake is known for taking your lady.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with that coming out.
Leave a red flag if you want
to. He can only reach through security.
I don't know if I believe that one, but I mean,
you believe that the nose on the line look like a butt?
It does. I don't need that. I don't need to believe that. It does, Murphy. I mean, it's an illusion. They say Drake smashes everybody. I mean,
did Drake go make a song about it, though? Like, Drake he's the pillow talker of all rap artists.
But that ain't the reason why Kanye and Kim, that ain't got nothing to do with Kanye.
Saying, Drake smashed your wife, you're not going to leave her?
People were saying that Drake.
Of course, people were. Of course, people were.
But then the lyrics in Drake's song say, "I would want to meet up with Yeezy, something like that." But I don't think Yeezy would listen to me confessing my sins because he says something about it mentions us. So people are like, "Oh, well, is he saying that he smashed Kim?"
People also said that the baby was taking shots at JoJo Siwa. Like, I mean, come on now, people. It's all in the way that you interpret the music.
Mm.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
For $300, please.
Yeah, $500.
Happy birthday to Terrence Howard and Latoya Luckett. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.